Okay, I'm little challenged here with this, so bear with me. So actually, I'm not the PD for this one, but PD is in the room here, Dr. Colin Chase, and we took a different approach. I'm going to use my time for my talk for 5 minutes. We'll see how I can do that. So basically, this is my project is really focused on high tunnel stuff. So the purpose of my research, by the way, ANT is an 1890 school, so just want you to know. So to improve strawberry yield and quality in a high tunnel and open field production system. So that's our goal, and this is what we have done so far. We did a high tunnel cultivation evaluation, and then we did high tunnel, low tunnel research with strawberry, and then we did an open field with low tunnel system in the strawberry in the production system as well. And then we, of course, have extension, the teaching responsibility for this grant. We have this month, our graduate 2 students. So just to put it there. Okay, working. It's not working. Okay, so just show a picture about the low tunnel inside the high tunnel system. I will not get into details about why I want to do this, basically, just about the frost protection and quality. On the right side, on my right side, that's the picture of the low tunnel in the open field system. So this is what we have a look at. First one, we look at the cultivars appropriate for organic production in high tunnels. And then, for any stuff we want to do, we want to show that what environment you're working with. We look at the crop itself and look about the environment. Those are what we did. And then we look at their plant growth and phenology, and look at the fruit quality, of course, yield as well. And we look at the frost protection. And next year, we'll look at that economic potential for those technology we have been researched on. So just some couple of slides show you that this slide is show you about the evaluation of the cultivars. So if you look at this here, we really shift our peak harvest from May to April. In North Carolina, they have a 6 to 8 harvest window, usually in May. But our goal is to extend the season from 6 weeks to probably half a year or longer. So we did see the difference in the peak harvest, and we did come up with some recommendation for varieties. If you look at the fall, 2 minutes, okay. Fall production or winter production the whole season. I will not read the whole thing, but the key thing is if you do winter vegetable strawberry production, you want to use Florida, California varieties. And this just showing the microclimate and the soil temperature here. So basically, I'm telling you that the environment in high tunnel provide a good environment for strawberry production and these growing degree days. So this is the yield. You see that early in the season, we did see the difference if you include low tunnel inside a high tunnel system. And this is the biomass draw weight. We think that the low tunnel favored plant growth and fruit weight. So basically, we got what we wanted to have. This is frost damage. We got a mixed feeling about whether day neutral will be beneficial benefit from the low tunnel or day neutral will be. So we think day neutral variety is getting better in the low tunnel system. So fruit color and some lab analysis. I have 1 minute here. This afternoon I have a 3 minute talk. This is practice for me. So to tell you that the low tunnel are really going to improve the system of production in the field, because on your left you see the low tunnel with all wet berries. That's inviting for disease problems. In the inside, the low tunnel is really dry. So this is my last slide. We did field days, and I was invited to do the training for South Regional Small Fruit Consortium. So we did a lot of activities, and that's all I have.